they did, they changed it a bit at the last minute of Chu's request, and they split it between the two delegations. So that instead of the U.S. making all of the proposals, two were made by us and one by the staff.
I know that you have that prepared for me now.
Yes, sir. I had a copy of what I just sent in, which modifies your...
When you just gave me that.
Right, it just modifies it so you say our side instead of the U.S.
Now, with regard to the engineering bridges, the questions are like this, sir, when North Vietnamese, did they come in with anything that just...
We have one troublesome thing we're doing a Q&A for you on right now, sir. Madam Bin made a reference to the fact that their forces would stop shooting at our forces who defected or who turned themselves over to them, and that has gotten into the press as a tacit ceasefire offer, which of course it is not.
I'm just trying to say, we're prepared to discuss a ceasefire, period.
We've laid out a proposal.
No, I don't need to worry about that. We're prepared to do it. I don't know what this offer means. We're prepared to do it. He's prepared to do it in public or private meetings. I'm just going to say that. Don't you think so?
Yes, sir. This is a phony thing. It's totally phony.
They're just trying to for us to cave. Now, what was the other thing that was they said? Didn't they say something about Bob Holmes or something else on the wire?
They reiterated the conditions under which the POWs would be released, and those conditions were the same rigid ones.
But I mean, didn't they say something about the fact that they were rigid? That's something else on the wire. He said that they I don't care whether it's different or not. So the press says they're different.
That's right.
Does the press think that there's a different position regarding the POW? What did you
No, mention? They did not. Pick up. There was no reason for the press to pick up any steam on that.
So all they said then, the only thing they knew was the last
thing. He's fine.
With regard to the POW, what did they say then?
Well, they listed the conditions, and those conditions were total U.S. withdrawal and fixed date.
Bob said what the press is reading into it. This is the point. But they said that they would be prepared to negotiate the date if. You didn't get that?
No, sir. I'll have to look at the ticket. I talked to Solomon.
Sure. Right. It isn't so much what they said. I only care what these people in the press may ask about it. Because I have a call this morning. But if they ask about something, I need to know whether they've changed their grounds. Whether they have looking for an event in any way.
So Habib said this morning that there was no change in the POW issue, and in their position, they reiterated their old line. Now, that may be being picked up in a
file. Apparently, he doesn't have any information on the change in their line. In terms of this, you said that they were willing to negotiate or something like that. Habib said there was no change. The man had been in nonsense. Same with the wire. Said, well, that's the point. As I told him, I said, the wire is interpreting this as change. As of now, they're saying North Vietnam offered today to open immediate negotiations with the U.S. on a date for an unconditional withdrawal of all American forces. The proposal made by Swan Tolan was the first to offer to negotiate a withdrawal date. Previously, they've always demanded that we unilaterally set a date before
now. That's the point again. Is this true?
They offered to negotiate a date.
I have to check that, sir, because that was one said they didn't change their position.
And then the other big play that they're making is
ceasefire.
I know about that. That's a phony. Ceasefire.
I have to verify that.
Yeah, I understand.
Either way, you have to
know. I'm not interested in a book on it. I don't want a position paper on it. All I'm interested in is the press is going to raise a question about a change. Then I want to know how we break it off. I was talking to Rochester, which is why I was so he's the problem. He saw the problem, was surprised. He said it hadn't been played that way there.
Was here.
And unfortunately,
that story.
I Cronkite's quote in the AP League out of London, which made it pretty clear. And he said, well, it
that isn't what he said, and it wasn't what he meant. What the point he was trying to make was that our intention was not to create any rift there. If that happened, it would be something that was between those two parties.
But he used the word dividend, which was a mistake.
He understands.
Now, the other point is, what about the State Department guy who made the statement? Can we get him to shut up?
I raised that. He asked me if I would please call Jack Irwin and tell him the same thing that I told Bill, and I was going to get Brady.
I wish everybody just to calm down on State Department.
And Bill then made the point of, he said, I won't have any occasion to be talking about China from now on anyway. I said, the point here is to just play it very cool on any China talk, that there shouldn't be any more escalation of the rhetoric on China in any context. It's just better to call it. Nothing should go beyond what the president has already covered at the ASNE. That's the position you were going to take in the press conference tonight.
All right, fine.
But I did say, if you were pushed tonight, that you were going to have to make it clear
that we're
not in any way setting up a byplay between
us. No, we want peace with both. We want good relations between the two of them, as a matter of fact. We do not want to have a conflict between the two of them. That perils the peace of the world.
I put it to get his attention at the beginning. I said, if you were pushed, you would have to say that you were sure that this wasn't what the secretary meant.
Yeah.
And he said it would be better if he didn't say that I didn't mean it, but rather just said that it was obvious from what the secretary said that the point he was making was.
I will say that
as I read you his text and his now pointed out, it's clear when you read what he actually said,
Something that the president called his attention that we find it was maybe you want me to call it his attention.
the checking the wire service report, you find it was a
yeah, the story does say, that there is that, and that I urge you to listen to President Smith's conference tonight. If he's asked about this, he'll nail this. How's that sound?
I think that's fine, sir.
You can't confirm the secretary of no intention of whatever he conveyed. He conveyed exactly the opposite intention. And we just want to be sure that he and his government did not misinterpret the secretary's comments. How's that sound, sir?
I think that's weird.
You pass it on to your own. And not that it's a message from me. We say, I have the president of the press conference, and his views are very strong on this point. His views, as he has indicated to you, and to others, to all sides, are very strong on this point. And if he's asked, he will cover it. He will suggest you that he will say the parts. How's that sound to you?
I think that's fine. And I think it'll help him. He's probably already been hit on it.
That's all you need is to see whether that is something.
Well, if it's playing, we have to have something for you, sir.
Yeah, if it is playing that. For the first time, they are saying they will negotiate. They whereas up to this point, they say we must set it. That is a change. You see what I mean now?
Yes, sir.
Right. I think they may not have recognized.
Well, they have said they were willing to discuss that date.
Well, that is
it's not very new.
See, the press always takes any goddamn old thing and says it's new, and actually we haven't been studying them enough.
Well,
good. We're talking about women and wives.
No, sir, I said it.
No, you just get more information because you don't have so much in these conferences. Are you concerned? Such a very little demonstration activity today. Not many of them showed up at AGW, which is where they were supposed to concentrate.
And Abernathy and the Christian leadership cats had a thing on the cap. Capitol steps, and they only have about 100 people there. A total crowd of 100 persons at the West Front must be meeting in the Southeast.
I wonder if the spasm may not have been, you know, it goes in spasms, may not have been, frankly, Saturday, when it was a pretty day, and all the jackasses were down here.
Could very well be, and just end of a hardcore. That,
and now it's down to hardcore. The hardcore, though, they need to do, I want them to do something. God damn it, we don't want them to.
I think they will. They'll wait till next week because they still hope their rock concert and all that will build a big crowd over the weekend that they'll then use Monday morning. But if they get frustrated then and don't get somewhere, they're committed to a big thing next week.
What are they committed to?
To stopping the government on Monday and Tuesday and to stopping, you know, demonstrating national strike type stuff on Wednesday. A lot on the line for next week. They don't have anything on the line this week because they always said was they were going to go around and talk with people. And that's all they're doing.
I'm going to let this guy take this picture, as I told you, California.
Okay.
I'd like to do something on this, and I think it's important. All these photographers, you know, are all highly sensitive. You know, each one of them has a different idea as to what the hell a good picture is. Let's let him do it. Let's let him select the best one. Say whether he thinks it's worth it. Then let him set it, touch it up. You see what I mean? You tell him what we need. You tell him that we need primarily a good, smiling shot, not too too, and whatever we want. You know what I mean? And one that we can use as a formal portrait. But and then we don't get in a situation where you see you get others into the deal. It's awfully difficult for one photographer, Bob, to say that another man's work is good. I know my dollar stuff, new stuff, is the best in the world. Better than this guy's, I'm sure. This guy's probably better in portraits. I can rather see the way he makes a sit and everything. You know, he's watching little things, a lot of little things.
The wrinkles in your suit
and everything, and the cufflinks and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
blah, blah.
He just gets every damn little thing and he's watching it. Whether the head is tilted properly, he makes that. He says, now look, the wrinkles should be this way, but your head.
Yeah.
Which is another thing, of course.
You know, you didn't want people telling you to wave your hands or fold them and all that.
Well, that's really true.
He'd be glad to do a little critique on it. I think maybe writing a memo is a better way to do it.
Writing a little memorandum.
He can do it in the abstract then, and he's hung up with the idea you're doing.
And I can read it and do it in an objective way without ever coming involved. You can say, well, I'm talking, there's no problem.
I think we do not want
to try to eliminate whatever their idiosyncrasy side. That's part of the man, see. You can't be up there as a cardboard man. Carruthers, I think, realizes that.
That's right.
That's what I'm concerned about. I don't want to be up there like Ronald Reagan or Bob Hope or for that matter, Jimmy Durante. I've got to do it my own way, see.
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to worry about it too much.
Carruthers feels very strong.
That's why I don't want the staff.
But that's why TV is different than it's like an Ollie picture, because it keeps moving. You don't sit and study it. That's the portrait. You sit and study it. The portrait hangs on someone's wall for 5 years, and the more you look at it, the more the flaw comes out, and you focus on that. It's got to be perfect. The other perfection would hurt it. Then you do lose the idiosyncrasies. You lose this stuff. But if there were anything that were bad, he would have spoken up on it. I don't think he feels that. I'm sure that there are some things he could cover in a moment that he would suggest as ways of making a little better picture, more effective.
So he thinks it would be better. He's finds it's better when you look up at the camera or down at the person. Not good. You look sideways or something. A few of those things are not. I mean, are not too bad to mention.
Concerned too about the, which is exactly what you want, about making you conscious, self-conscious about technique when you should be worrying about the substance.
He's absolutely right. Substance matter. I said, everybody.
Because you're comfortable, your delivery is going to be good.
Everybody talks, you know, they all talk about the fun speech. The goddamn fun speech was had nothing to do with Ted Rogers. I mean, Checkers could have produced the goddamn fun speech, and it would have been a smash because of the substance, you know, and the event.
Well, you did it.
Yeah.
It's your presentation, but you couldn't have staged it. Someone else couldn't have staged it. It made any difference. It
didn't make any difference, though. There.
See, everything in doubt, you could have done
there, made up, set, all that crap. Didn't make any difference.
That's right.
Not one bit. For the first minute, yes, but after that.
See, it's like you caught everybody.
That's why everything really is so subordinate to. We tend to think too much, and it always goes back to the first debate critique. But there too, the problem was not really one. There were some problems.
Those are some production.
There were some very serious problems on production. I mean, lighting is bad. I mean, people look at it and say, "But I got a PC, and I was more PC than I needed to look." And it was because the suit was wrong. It should have been a dark suit rather than a light suit, you know. And the reason for that is that Rogers didn't know a hell of a lot about it. You know, we thought he did, but he was not an expert in production. He was a good guy on shows.
Well, Carruthers is a little of both, but he's more production than he is show.
Sure. And I hope Rogers having a good trip, he thinks.
So, yeah, he's in Turkey, and sorry about that,
and he understood you gave me the sort of double talk that we had some involved.
I didn't go very much on that. I just said because of the way things are going now, it was very important just to low-key the whole China thing, and for the next few weeks just not to stir anything up.
I mean, see, good, then you don't have to make any comments.
No, it came through mine without having to say there was something specific.
What happened? Glad you didn't have to. I
was being on the phone in Turkey. I didn't know what signals I might send up.
It's hard, you know. I think those aren't programs. It's easy to do something.
He read the script and he didn't do anything wrong.
Not that bad. Except for the press. Except the press box.
And actually, he really did mean what he said. He did mean to get it in.
No. I think the same thing.
But it was a slip to say it.
That's right. You know, you went your guests stay at the house or at the same time again? Oh, they used
Patricia there, well, is probably better.
I think it's just as well. I'm gonna have him over every day for dinner.
I think they really do
every day for dinner instead of get up and then like get up when they want to swing and raise hell and go around and so forth. And we'll serve these meals and everything there, but I rather think we should. Okay. Miss Matt, for some reason.
Bob, you know it's not true.
Sure is.
God, I'm not the ones that are here now.